Welcome to Network Associates Coliseum in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Juan Gonzalez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting eighth. The DH, Russell Branyon. Batting ninth. The catcher, Einar Diaz. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Woodard. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Johnny Damon. Batting second. The DH, Jeremy Giambi. Batting third. The first baseman, Jason Giambi. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jermaine Dye. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Terrence Long. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Miguel Tejada. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric Chavez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ramon Hernandez. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank Menichino. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Corey Little. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Lofton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Vizquel hits a pop-up towards third. Chavez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Alomar hits a pop-up towards first. Giambi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Gonzalez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lofton moves to second. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Menichino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Damon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gonzalez who is chasing the ball. Damon reaches third base with a triple. Jeremy Giambi is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Giambi hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Giambi strikes out. Two outs. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There's a wild pitch. Damon scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Dye hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Long hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Vizquel fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cordova bunts towards third. Chavez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Fryman strikes out. There goes Cordova. The throw from Hernandez to second, and Cordova is out. Two outs. Russell Branyon is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Branyon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Many Chino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Tejada hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Chavez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woodard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Einar Diaz is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Diaz is hit by the pitch. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. There goes Diaz. The throw from Hernandez and he is out, Tejada applying the tag. One out. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Lofton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manny Chino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Vizquel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Manny Chino is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Manny Chino hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Lofton. Manny Chino reaches second base with a double. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Damon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Damon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fryman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeremy Giambi is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Giambi is 0-for-1 in the game. Giambi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tommy scoops it up and throws to first, with Woodard covering, for the out. Manny Chino moves to third. Two outs. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Giambi is 0-for-1 in the game. Giambi hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manny Chino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Tomy is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Tomy is 0-for-1 in the game. Tomy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Dye is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dye hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Tejada is 0-for-1 in the game. Tejada hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woodard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Marty Cordova batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cordova is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cordova hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Damon. Cordova reaches second base with a double. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 0-for-1 in the game. Fryman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cordova scores. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Branyan is 0-for-1 in the game. Branyan strikes out. 1 out. Inar Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Diaz is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lofton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Manny Chino reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Chavez is 0-for-1 in the game. Chavez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Diaz fields it and throws to first for the out. Chavez moves to second. 1 out. Frank Menichino is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Menichino is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Menichino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Chavez moves to third. 2 outs. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Damon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Damon hits a line drive into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Vizquel hits a pop-up towards short. Tejada settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into right field. Die settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeremy Giambi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Giambi is 0-for-2 in the game. Giambi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Giambi is 0-for-2 in the game. Giambi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tommy juggles the ball. That's an error on Tommy. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dye is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dye hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thome is 0-for-2 in the game. Thome strikes out. 1 out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cordova is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tejada scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Fryman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fryman hits a fly ball into center field. Damon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Tejada is 0-for-2 in the game. Tejada hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Chavez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chavez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ramon Hernandez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Hernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Hernandez bunts towards the mound. Woodard fields it and throws to first for the out. Chavez moves to second. 2 outs. Frank Menichino batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Menichino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Menichino hits a fly ball into right field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Branyan is 0-for-2 in the game. Branyan takes first base on ball 4. Einar Diaz is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Diaz is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Diaz bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Branyan moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lofton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lofton bunts towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. Branyan moves to third. Diaz moves to second. 1 out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Vizquel is 0-for-3 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Menichino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Alomar is 0-for-3 in the game. Alomar is walked intentionally. Juan Gonzalez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Gonzalez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez takes first base on ball 4. Branyan scores. Diaz moves to third. Alomar moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Mike Magnant now pitching. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Thome is 0-for-3 in the game. Thome hits a fly ball into left field. Long settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Holber Cabrera now playing left field. John Rocker now pitching. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Damon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Damon is called out on strikes. One out. Almedo signs pinch hits for Jeremy Giambi. Almedo signs is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Signs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jason Giambi batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Giambi is 0 for 3 in the game. Giambi takes first base on ball 4. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Dye is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dye hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Giambi moves to second. FP Santangelo pinch runs for Jason Giambi. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Long is 0 for 3 in the game. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Cabrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Eric Chavez now playing first base. FP Santangelo now playing second base. Frank Menichino now playing third base. Luis Vizcaino now pitching. Holber Cabrera batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Cabrera hits a fly ball into center field. Damon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Fryman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fryman takes first base on ball 4. FP Santangelo now playing third base. Frank Menichino now playing second base. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Branyan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Branyan strikes out. 2 outs. FP Santangelo now playing second base. Frank Menichino now playing third base. Einar Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. There goes Fryman. The throw from Hernandez and he is out, Santangelo applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Wickman now pitching. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Tejada is 0 for 3 in the game. Tejada strikes out. One out. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Chavez is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Chavez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizcal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Network Associates Coliseum in Oakland.